But as soon as you move the Lord out of the way, I mean, let him stay where he's supposed to, you'll be all right.
But if you talk about that, even with that explanation, given this Roswell community, the people who, when they were here, 80 years ago, they centered around this church. And then 80 years later, you still have a church that's been here, the whole way. What happened in between, 1920 and 2000?
The door was open for the devil, and the Lord was there, but the devil not be moved in there pretty fast, and that's what happened to it, you know. I'm gonna tell you what I told my sister today. She's only in the hospital. I told her, I says, you laying over here worrying about the bills you got and all this stuff. I said, what you want to do? You don't live here and worry about all these things and stay in the hospital, or you're going to turn over to the Lord and come out of the hospital. I said, that's all I got to say. I'm gone. I left her. I prayed for her. I love her. You got to, in everything you do, you got to put the Lord first, look at what it is, to succeed. If you don't, you lost. You can't put yourself first. I guess, well, not as a, some people got a habit of opening the door for ladies, go where they put them first, but that's not the Lord, that's a lady. That's what my problem, and I have a problem with my child, my daughter, and my grandchildren. They think lots different than the way I think. I'm trying to get them to think the Lord's way, not my way. So that will be a better world to live in. And it's pretty tough, but I guess ever since all I've been born in the world, they've been wanting to hear me use profanity. They would give the right arm to hear me say something, but I don't use it. And if I hear them say it, I say, on top like that. And I guess he think it's sound good. Put it over to me. And that's the way life's supposed to be. And everything could be right if people would practice what they preach and teach what to the Bible as is. They got lots of stuff. Just like talking about the food or the additives they put in the food to make it something else. That's what they got doing now. They take it out of the Bible, they add it to something else. And folks believe all this stuff. They don't believe what's down there. It's about every person in the Bible that really started to follow Jesus done something wrong. Is that right? But he touched them and it turned them around. And they put the fall on him. But once in life, there was something else. And if you do that, I mean, people could do that now. But it's, no. They got certain little groups to get in. I'm not, I don't ask to, I don't. We got, right now, where I work, is one girl there. I go out to dinner with any of them, it doesn't matter. And we went out, we did a time or two, so I said, she stopped. She kept speaking to me. I never had said anything to her. And I said, what in the world, Rosa? I kept speaking to her. Finally, said, and what it was, because I associated with everybody, white and black. She didn't like white. She didn't tell me that, I found it out. And that's why she could. And she finally, she thought I wasn't gonna change like her, I guess, and she started to go. I said, this girl, there's something wrong with her. It had to be. Because it didn't make a difference with me. You go, I don't know.